Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, a little bit of sunshine maybe here and there, but very windy, high around 50 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's already 46, 43 in Burlington, Milwaukee 45, 47 degrees in Racine. The Wisconsin Humane Society hopes to be in a new Racine County facility along 90th Street north of 16th Street in Mount Pleasant sometime in the second half of next year, replacing the current building on Chicory Road that was inherited when Countryside got out of the animal control business a few years ago. During the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission meeting this week, the Humane Society's Matt Whitty explained the need for a third and final extension on a trailer for cats at the Chicory Road site relates to their plans for the new facility. He indicated the trailer is just a rental. It would not be a part of the future operations at the new location, where additional space that's currently not available will play into their operation.
While they're diminishing or reducing in number, there are still shelters throughout the United States, and we're happy to not be one of them, that euthanize healthy animals or easily treated animals for time or space. And to not be a shelter like that requires the resources, and in this case, space, necessary to lodge animals who are looking for the home and also animals who need medical treatment before they go home. And the ability to save both those categories of animals is directly related to the amount of physical space.
Meanwhile, armed with the knowledge of the new Wisconsin Humane Society building planned for next year, the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission granted an extension on the cat trailer for the Chicory Road site through the end of 2017. Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha County remains closed and will for another week. Logging crews are still removing the remains of ash trees cut down over the past several weeks. Park had otherwise been scheduled to open Saturday, but County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says there are still just way too many unsafe piles of logs scattered throughout the complex. Pets is going to be closed up until February 27th now. Two other county parks also closed for ash tree removal. Fox River Park, that closed earlier this week, and now Brightondale Golf Course is closed. Rudy indicating the logging company is on a tight schedule to complete the removal of the trees, and it needs to move and work uninterrupted in each of the parks before the ground thaws. With officials from Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces in attendance, a public hearing at Carroll University at Waukesha's request for a Lake Michigan water supply drew a big crowd of more than 200. Supporters lauding the plan to tap Lake Michigan water to protect public health, allowing Waukesha to shut down deep wells drawing radium-contaminated water. Critics say the plan cloaked a desire for suburban growth under the guise of drinking water necessity. Local and regional environmental groups on hand complaining Waukesha could meet reasonable water needs by continuing to remove radium and other contaminants from the water drawn from the deep wells. But city and state officials maintain the deep sandstone aquifer is depleted and continued withdrawals are not sustainable. It's rare for Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosma to call out anybody at a meeting, but he did so Wednesday night at the city council gathering, saying he felt a need to answer a citizen's continual harping, in the mayor's word, about the demise of the streetcar project and the lack of movement on recommendations in the downtown plan, all during meetings held over the past few months. Mayor Bosma noting Milwaukee lost a court fight and will have to pay millions to have utilities removed from its streetcar system, something that Kenosha was also facing.
For us to pay $4 or $5 million to move a bunch of pipes that we haven't harmed in the last dozen years made no sense, and that's the reason why the project went south.
Said the streetcar system was included in the recommendations of the downtown plan, but it's up to the aldermen to now decide which projects move forward. Bosman says that things can't always change. Projects like the streetcar system could always just become viable again in the future. North Beach in Racine is in the running as the best freshwater beach in the entire country. USA Today's Reader's Choice poll is ranking the top 10 freshwater beaches and at the last report was in second place out of the 20 beaches that were being ranked. North Beach is noted as a, quote, delightful summer playground for visitors who flock here for the impressive space, which affords families room to spread out and enjoy time playing in the sand and splashy fun in its cooling shallow waters, unquote. North Beach trailing only Michigan's Grand Haven State Park in the voting. That will continue through March the 14th. Racine police looking into a robbery that involved a delivery driver in the 4600 block of Olive Street Wednesday night, second time in as many days. This time it was a driver for China House Restaurant reporting he was robbed by a man who displayed a gun, took his money, and then ran away. That holdup similar to one reported Tuesday evening with a pizza delivery driver robbed in the same area. Police asking anyone with some information to give them a call, their investigative unit, or just anonymously get in touch with Crime Stoppers of Racine County. A Burlington man facing charges for allegedly staging a break-in to get a refill of his oxycodone prescription. This was last August, according to court documents. 44-year-old Ralph Brown, calling Burlington police, reported a burglary. During the investigation, though, investigating officers discovered inconsistencies in his story, and there was evidence in the apartment. Brown admitted staging the break-in and the theft of the medication, trying to get a refill on his prescription. He's also accused of taking his girlfriend's oxycodone. Brown accused of, among other things, possessing narcotics and obtaining a controlled substance by fraud. The deaths of four infants in Kenosha over a two-week period this month is really taking an emotional toll not only on the families involved, but also on the first responders. Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey says the department is paying particular attention to the officers called on to help. Says help is available to the officers emotionally affected in this situation.
Every officer from the detectives to the supervisors, peer has reached out to them, peer support, and has made contact with them. Some of them indicate they're fine. There have been a couple of debriefings as a group in through peer.
Meanwhile, the deaths of the four infants still under investigation. Kenosha County health officials organizing a resource fair to help parents create safe sleeping conditions for infants. One of the side mirrors on a Racine police squad got hit by another vehicle after 2 o'clock this morning. That was along Main Street near downtown, and it led to a southbound pursuit into Mount Pleasant and some additional property damage along the way. That city officer followed the vehicle along several streets, reporting that a light pole was hit near Roosevelt Park. That fell onto a fence for the water treatment plant. The driver kept going, though, despite damage to the vehicle, onto Racine Street, then to Sheridan Road, finally pulling over north of Chicory Road, just ahead of waiting Mount Pleasant police. One of the charges is operating while suspended. A multi-phase commercial project involving tanks of fish and their waste produced as greenhouse fertilizer has the support of the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission. It's for 11409 Washington Avenue, the former Jensen Trailer Park. Development Director Logan Martin says the initial phase would be a 166-foot by 190-foot greenhouse totaling 31,500 square feet. The entire Bee Leaf greenhouse plan could end up being larger, he said, than the biggest industrial operations in the village. The applicant, Ben Filestifter, said he and his wife have been looking into organic farming for the past 3 years. Noting the site does have sewer service, he explained that the aquaponics involved means no chemicals.
It'll, in effect, kill the fish and throw off the cycle. So you don't have that chemical, even if the water was to be dumped from the system, say something overflowed, it wouldn't have that sort of impact. Hydroponics is a form of growing where you use mined chemicals. In that process, when you dump that waste, because you have to cleanse that system, it does have an impact.
A neighbor to the property, Dean Staker, who's been learning about aquaponics greenhouses, gave credit for the out-of-the-box thinking involved. Also noted he's allergic to fish and seafood. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com. Just look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.